I'm Teresa Steger from the Principal PLN podcast, a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts. Make sure you check out all the other great podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com. And get ready, because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 131 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from the car. I have been running errands today, and it seems like whenever I end up running errands, I end up listening to podcasts and audiobooks a lot. I am a huge fan of listening to learn, and there's so much that we can listen to from the education space and beyond. And the thing that I wanted to share with you today actually came from a speaker in the marketing space. You know, I kind of keep my eyes open on a variety of different topics, including some business things for the, you know, the nature of all the Ditch That Textbook stuff that I do. And there was a speaker who was talking about the work of this neuroscientist named Edward T. Hall. So this guy was talking about it in relation to marketing and building relationships with customers. And to me, of course, you know, my educator brain turned on and I started thinking, well, we talk an awful lot in education about the importance of building relationships with our students. And so I thought this was super, super relevant. So here's what he said. Again, this is from the work of neuroscientist Edward T. Hall. And he says that there are four different sort of like distances or spaces that we keep from people. And whenever we're at one of these different spaces and we communicate with someone, our brain kind of reacts a little bit differently. So he talks about how there is public space. Public space is when you are 20 feet or more away from the person who's communicating with you. So a lot of times that comes from, you know, it could be a lecturer in college. It could be a speaker on a stage. I mean, it really could be, you know, a teacher in a classroom. So whenever someone is at that distance, he says that our brains don't even, he started to talk about what he called the ancient brain. I've heard people call it the lizard brain, the one that, you know, that still has that fight or flight response. And he says whenever someone's that far away, we don't even really start to engage that part of the brain with them because they're so far away. But when they start to get a little closer, then that changes a little bit. So when you get closer than 20 feet, you are in what they call social space. Social space is from 20 feet all the way down to about 4 feet. And so this is where your brain starts to engage with the person within that social space a little closer. Because, you know, I guess that's the amygdala, you know, the one that determines the fight or flight response. It starts to try to figure out if you are a friend or a foe. And so it's forced to kind of reckon with that. And then as you get closer than that, you get into what's called the personal space. The personal space is within 2 to 4 feet. Now, what was really fascinating about all of this research is that the closer you get to a person, from the public space to the social space to the personal space, the closer you get to them, the more easily you can develop a relationship with that person. And so I started to think about the spaces that we stay in with our students. And even if you're not 20 feet away from all of your students in the classroom, if you are talking to them in a group at the front of a room, it may even, I'm no neuroscientist, but I'm wondering if it may even trigger that public space mentality, like you're disconnected from that person that's talking to the whole group. But when you get down into that social space, when you're a little closer and you can engage a little bit better, that's one thing. But then there's the personal space where you're within 2 to 4 feet of a person. And it makes me wonder, makes me ask this question. How often are we within that personal space with each of our students individually? I know it's a challenge to probably get within that amount of space with every single student every single day. But it's got to make you wonder, if we spent meaningful time with as many individual students within that space as possible, how much of an impact that could have on the relationships that we have with them, and how much those relationships could in turn pay off in academic success, but also in, you know, developing better relationships with them and you know, just being able to help them become the best version of them that we can. So public space, more than 20 feet, social space, 4 to 20 feet, but then there's that personal space, 2 to 4 feet. And how often are we getting out of that public space into the more social space and even into the personal? Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.